when you put out a piece of content, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a short video, whether it's a post on social media, you're not just competing with your traditional competition in the industry. You're literally competing with anything else that person, that human being could be paying attention to. So I'll use the podcast for an example. I tell people all the time, folks are usually listening to Manufacturing Happy Hour when they're multitasking. Maybe they do sit down and take notes while they're listening to it, but I think the majority are listening to it in the car, mowing the lawn, going to the grocery store, doing the dishes, all these type of things. When I am doing those type of activities, I can listen to a podcast, I can listen to punk rock, I can not listen to anything at all. I can just enjoy the peace of being in the moment. So I try to coach people on realizing when you create a piece of content, it needs to, we talk about breaking through the noise a lot. Yep, you do, I do. It needs to be able to break through all the other things that someone could be doing.
Welcome to the Industrial Strength Marketing Show. Here we help companies throughout the supply chain make marketing the strength of their business. We're here to talk with marketers, with creators, with entrepreneurs about their careers, their insights, and marketing that makes an impact. I am thrilled to have a friend in industry, a podcaster, a founder. Yes, I'm here with Chris Lukey. He is the founder, podcaster of Manufacturing Happy Hour. Chris, welcome.
Welcome.
Finally, you're here.
Good to be here in Nashville at Industrial HQ.
It's awesome to be here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nashville's cool. What do you think?
Nashville continues to grow on me every time I come down here. I admit at first I'm like, oh, this is a country music town, right? Then I'm like, oh, it's a music town. Now I'm like, this is a manufacturing and tech town also.
It's a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. So we're actually in the historic Worthen packaging plant, and we've converted this facility. It's our home. It's our HQ. Mm-hmm. So we're literally living in a renovated industrial space. So we just love being here, and we love like honoring and celebrating the history of manufacturing. Yeah. Chris, today for our audience, you have made a huge splash. You've been a leader in podcasting. And as a founder of Manufacturing Happy Hour, you're really taking it to the next level. So really what I think we could talk about today, and I think what folks out there would love to see is really your story, and not just the typical, you know, origin story, but really get down to the ideation, the first moment, the spark that led to Manufacturing Happy Hour. What was it?
Yeah, so it's a mix of necessity and wanting to play to my strengths. Yeah. So it really started, I was a sales guy out in California for Rockwell Automation. I just moved from Houston, Texas, where I was calling on a more senior, older market, and everyone has their visions of the Bay Area, right? Young 20-somethings, 30-somethings, calling the shots at all these businesses. So I needed a way to reach this new segment of decision makers that I was calling on. And I was in my late 20s at the time when I started it. So same age, and I realized, hey, I consume content through podcasts, through videos. So I'm like, the way to reach this group is through digital media, podcast, audio, all those type of things. So I started doing that. I was just doing it on my iPhone for like 9 months, right? No fancy equipment. The first moment I was in my home office in San Francisco on the weekend, and I just set up my iPhone on a selfie stick. So it wasn't anything fancy. I recorded like the pilot video to basically pitch it to my mentors. And that's where it all started. At the same token, you know, I started it because I enjoy being on camera. I enjoy being behind the microphone. I know a lot of people don't enjoy doing that, but I did college radio. I've played in bands. I'm comfortable speaking in front of a group. So my thought was, not only does my audience, not only do my customers need to hear this, not only is this the way that I can reach them, not only is this the way they enjoy consuming content, but with enough practice, I can be pretty good at it as well. So that's really the story behind it.
So when was that?
That would have been late 2016, early 2017. That was kind of the warm-up year into, you know, most of 2017 was just getting the vibe.
So that makes you an OG when it comes to, you know, creating and podcasting.
It's funny because most people that were like starting podcasts back then thought they were late to the game. And I think that's always because, you know, people had been doing it since like 2010, 2013. There had been people that had been doing it for 4, 7, even as many as 10 years by that point. So at the time, and I think this is a lesson for anyone out there listening to this, right? Like, it's more often than not, it's never too late to start. You just got to be consistent with it to establish yourself as a person that does video, that does podcasting, whatever it may be you're trying to build a reputation for.
There's real demand out there. We did an episode called The Rise of Top Manufacturing Podcasts, and mm-hmm. I was working to create a business case for it for manufacturing.
Yeah.
So looked at all the stats. They were compelling. People listen more. They'll literally be on there like an hour with you. They tend to listen to like your commercials or your mm-hmm. endorsements, and the engagement level is actually as long as anything on podcasts. So there's just a lot of reasons to do it. And I've just found that with the format, you know, you always have to make a business case. So, you know, you work in a business, right? You have to make a business case for it and to be out there doing what you're doing. And now you also think of this as an opportunity for yourself to create something bigger than yourself. So when you look at the format of podcasting and what's now, what is now for you in Manufacturing Happy Hour? And what can manufacturers take away with the today of what you're doing?
Well, I think the mission now is similar to when I started Manufacturing Happy Hour as a podcast version. It started as a short form video series for like the first 2 or 3 years. But in late 2019 was when I turned it into the podcast. And the way I describe it, it's a leadership podcast disguised as a manufacturing podcast. So we get into the bits and bytes a bit more than you would on a typical leadership or entrepreneurship podcast. There's an element of how it's made meets TEDx on the show. Because I'm thinking of, hey, trends are going to change in manufacturing. When I started Manufacturing Happy Hour, for example, supply chain wasn't the big in vogue issue challenge that it is right now. But all the leadership content we talk about, how you lead through change, how you establish a culture, how you evolve a culture, all of that, there are timeless nuggets that you can pull from that type of content. So what is Manufacturing Happy Hour now? It continues to be what I look at as a show that for anyone that's trying to take their career, their business, or the manufacturing industry as a whole to the next level, it is a resource that, quite frankly, anyone that wants to do that should be listening to on a weekly basis, because it's not about me, it's about all the people that are on the show that we're pulling tidbits from week after week after week.
So it's about progress mm-hmm. and moving forward in manufacturing. That mm-hmm. can mean so much.
Yeah.
You know, so much to so many people. You know, so for our audience here, we're concerned with how do you make marketing the strength of your business? How do you grow your business? How do you move that forward? So as you think about your business of Manufacturing Happy Hour today, what is your business? You know, what does that look like to you?
Yeah, so my business is helping manufacturers share their story to their ideal customer audience. And the way I think about it, and I think the way manufacturers in general need to think about it, is when you put out a piece of content, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a short video, whether it's a post on social media, you're not just competing with your traditional competition in the industry. You're literally competing with anything else that person, that human being could be paying attention to. So I'll use the podcast for an example. I tell people all the time, folks are usually listening to Manufacturing Happy Hour when they're multitasking. Maybe they do sit down and take notes while they're listening to it, but I think the majority are listening to it in the car, mowing the lawn, going to the grocery store, doing the dishes, all these type of things. When I am doing those type of activities, I can listen to a podcast, I can listen to punk rock, I can not listen to anything at all. I can just enjoy the peace of being in the moment. So I try to coach people on realizing when you create a piece of content, it needs to, we talk about breaking through the noise a lot. Yep, you do, I do. It needs to be able to break through all the other things that someone could be doing. It's got to be good enough that people are going to carve out time from their life, not just from time that they're doing their job or potentially looking at your competitor's website, if that's what you're thinking of. It's literally you are getting them to make a commitment to listen to you for a 5-minute video, for a 1-minute video, for a 40-minute podcast. It's got to be good enough to keep them on board. So that's how I coach people to think about creating content for their customers or their audience that they want to reach.
And so the show is like part business in the sense like you're coaching people, mm-hmm. you're helping them along in their journey, and you're helping them, you know, make the case with themselves of what they need to do ultimately. But you're doing a lot more
yeah.
now. And so just if you're watching this right now, we had a great chance to Work together on an initiative, a couple of things. One, you know, last year we sat down together and had interviews during the IMPS Plus Creators Lounge and built a friendship and got connected. And then we connected for this amazing initiative that happened early this year called the Manufacturing Champions. And, you know, I want to kind of use that as a segue to like the what's next for you.
Sure.
Because if you're watching this, what you're hearing is someone really advocating on the format, advocating on what it can do to extend that relationship, whether it's business development, right? Or whether it's really coaching folks to leverage the same formats you're leveraging. But we had this very special event called the Manufacturing Champions. And if you're listening, if you're a champion out there, you know, we really enjoyed it. But what did that mean to you as you started to kind of think about like moving forward conversations? Because we talked a lot about that back then. And describe what it is first. So
sure.
People don't know what it is.
So great question. So I'll back up even further to say that, yes, Manufacturing Happy Hour on the surface started as a podcast. Even before that, it started as like a campy video series, right? And I think there are people out there that still think that's what it is, right? It evolved into one of the top leadership podcasts in our manufacturing vertical. And then where I want to take it next, beyond just being this voice that helps manufacturers that appear on their show, on the show, share their story. It's a community. And I think the event you're talking about with Manufacturing Champions, helping other people in our industry raise their voice, reach their audience, that's where Manufacturing Happy Hour is really starting to evolve. It's not just a podcast or a video series. It's a community. It's events. I you know, I think people often look at me as someone that my job is often on the other side of the microphone where I am right now. My job is to facilitate a conversation, a panel. I mean, it's turning into something where, and it all goes back to helping manufacturers share their story to their ideal audience, right? You do that at events. You do that through a podcast. I now do that with manufacturers through keynote speaking. So there are a lot of ways it's evolving, but Manufacturing Champions, the event series, I think that's where things have really started to evolve, because that's me, that's you, that's us teaming up with a lot of the other established voices in manufacturing, right? Jay Call, the Manufacturing Millennial, Megan Zimba, Mavens of Manufacturing. We're all getting together to help others elevate their voice and creating an event series where we can really get the right people in the room, the leaders in our industry today. That's what's really front of mind for Manufacturing Happy Hour right now. And then the Manufacturing the Champions brand that's evolved out of that in collaboration with all the other creators that are out there in this industry.
You know, I think your superpower too is you know how to throw a good party.
True.
But you also make things fun. And that's also been a big part of, you know, listening in on your shows. Can you give everyone a flavor of the fun part of it? Because you put a lot of thinking about the experience of the Manufacturing Happy Hour, how you tee up the questions. You kind of have some really interesting ways you approach it. You mind getting into your formula a little bit?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you just got, like, it goes back to breaking through all of the noise. Like, I, over time, learned how to throw a good party, right? I was a tour guide in San Francisco for a while. I know how to make people feel comfortable in whatever venue that is, whether it's me walking around showing tourists in San Francisco to breweries and the sites of Haight-Ashbury, or whether that's getting people at a trade show out to, I'll just say, a dive bar, right? Somewhere a little unconventional that breaks through the noise, if you will. When I think about doing an event, it's, hey, what are all these other groups doing for events? And it's usually something fancy, something expensive. But Manufacturing Happy Hour, one of the common themes throughout its existence is, hey, explain it to me as if we're having a drink with one another. And this goes back to the community aspect. You want to bring people together in a relaxed environment where they can roll up their sleeves, where they can relax and really start to connect with one another in a more genuine basis. And I feel like my style, whether it's, you know, my gravitation towards dive bars, unique spaces. I think that plays into it, right? You want to create an experience that breaks through the noise, because let's be honest, you can go to a trade show and go to a lot of fancy dinners, after parties, etc. But if you're the person that knows how to throw a memorable event at a spot that maybe looks like it's off the beaten path a little bit, that's where the magic comes into play. You're still trying to compete for the attention of everything that's out there and also compete for the memory. When someone walks away from a trade show, for example, that's where I throw a lot of my parties and events. It's like, yeah, you want them to walk away remembering, oh yeah, that manufacturing happy hour event party, that was awesome.
And it is really great, and it is a real party, and it happens at IMTS. It happens mm-hmm. at these major shows mm-hmm. that you really drop, you know, do you know, you do these drops.
Yeah.
And I think that's really amazing. And you also say campy, and you know, yeah. a while back you asked me about, okay, what's a few places we can take our tour, pub tour, or wherever it is
around Nashville,
music yeah. or venue, or and there's a place actually called the Dive Motel. So I got to okay. put that on your list. And it's literally a dive motel, and people love it, pool, everything. So it's a get together. But I think what it's all to say, Chris, is you do a really great job making things fun. So you've got this great history, you've created a show, you're really trying to dive into real leadership issues, you're really using a relatable community format, you're bringing people together. So if you're listening in as a marketer, what you really need to think about is, how do you break through the noise? How do you ultimately establish a relationship? How do you create something that people want to listen to, that really want to engage with? And have you really thought about your community? So, you know, that's your today, mm-hmm. you know, Chris, that's your now. But you have obviously a vision for the future. So as you really think about all things Chris Lukey, you think about Manufacturing Champions, you think about Manufacturing Happy Hours, I know your aspirations are bigger. Mm-hmm. What's the future look like? And maybe what cues can, you know, leaders, you know, in industrial marketers, people concerned with their growth agenda, their community, their relationships, you know, our industry that cares about those things, our audience, you know, What's that? What's next for you, and how can they relate and value it?
Yeah, I guess as a marketer, the thing that I'm always thinking about is, what is everyone else not doing today that I could be doing? When I first started, it was videos. No one was really doing videos back in 2017 in our industry, so that was an opportunity for me to break in. So my what next is like really memorable events. We did that with the Manufacturing Champions event in February 2023. What I really want to get to is thinking bigger, right? Like, how do you create a South by Southwest of manufacturing? How do you create an event of that scale where it's not only a tech event and a showcase, but also a leadership event, a culture showcase, a music showcase, bring those elements into it? Because I do think we're on the cutting edge of manufacturing becoming something bigger. Everyone was into tech for the past 20 years. I think manufacturing is the next thing.
Let's go. Okay, I'm getting excited. All right, come on. What's going on? What you doing? What are you up to?
So, I mean, that's kind of where this is baked out at this point. But you'll be seeing some things in the future of more bigger events, bringing more people together in the industry. Let's call it a manufacturing festival, if you will. I think that's the easiest way to think about it right now. So more to come in the near future.
So a real going for the big community. Mm-hmm. Like a festival takes a lot of people, takes a mm-hmm. lot of energy, and it takes a wanting to have a belonging, to be part of something. No, Chris, that's a great journey. It's a great, exciting future. We'd love to support that and love to see all of that. A lot of folks know you, but a lot of folks still don't. And how do you want to connect them? How should they connect with you? And what's the best way, other than checking out the Manufacturing Happy Hour show and podcast? You know, how are people needing to connect with you? Because they should.
Yeah, from a pragmatic standpoint, connect with me, Chris Lukey, on LinkedIn. Follow Manufacturing Happy Hour on Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to it as a podcast. MFG Happy Hour is the handle on most social medias. But really, to connect with me, I mean, I want to help manufacturers out there. I want to help you tell your story to your ideal customer audience. So whether that's through podcasting, whether that's through coaching the team, whether that's through events, whether that's through keynotes, those are the areas where I've been helping manufacturers hone their message to the people that they really want to be speaking with.
One last question before we wrap up.
Yes.
What one piece of advice would you give a manufacturing brand or someone really concerned with it? Just the one piece of advice you'd give them when they're thinking about how they get out there, tell their story, and break through the noise.
Get started and be consistent. That's the biggest thing. I see most people not even get started making sharing their story a habit. It doesn't need to be a big frickin' podcast like we're talking about here. It can be something small as just sharing an insight on social media, not a link to your next webinar, but sharing something that can educate your ideal buyer, your ideal persona on what it is you do to help people, right? Because that's what builds trust. Consistency and insights build trust. That's what I would say.
Absolutely. So, gosh, we can keep going. But thank you for what you do for manufacturing. Thank you for honoring and celebrating the power and potential of women and men and people from all walks of life. Thank you for creating a great community. You've been one of my inspirations. I'm a big fan. I'm learning a lot from what you're doing. But as you kind of out there think about Chris being here and sharing this great story, you need to really check out, you know, this show, Manufacturing Happy Hour. And today, I just want to thank you, Chris, for being on the Industrial Strength Marketing Show. Mm-hmm. Really, really glad to have you.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me into your HQ here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, we're friends. So, you know, anytime you come in, you got to give us a call.
But hey,
on that note, I want to thank you for joining the Industrial Strength Marketing Show. If you just learned one golden nugget from Chris, how to, like, you could have that consistency, how you can bring a community together, how you can break through and just get your content out there, then you're going to want to listen in, because we'll see more of that content here and you'll see it on Manufacturing Happy Hour. So for more insights and to learn more from folks like Chris, check out the Industrial Strength Marketing Podcast. You can find us online at industrialstrengthmarketing.com. We hope to see you soon.